100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Although, it's more like I just do everything on Sunday and backfill, and I don't really work forward on the stories. I keep telling myself I will. One day I'll get to that again. Anyway, it's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was rat stew. I hope that doesn't really have anything to do with your grocery list this week, but anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories that came in. And yeah, I know I should put on the pop filter. Whatever.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Rat Stew. Meals were haphazard. Life was haphazard, really. We'd pretty much moved into the basement by November. The summer had been full of dandelion salads. Blackberries and apples, warmed by the autumn sun, had just run out. Our cat Lucky saw to herself, and always had. Our neighbours, long gone now, had eaten their pets. We hadn't. She brought us the occasional rat and was another warm thing to snuggle up next to at night. Besides, we had hope for Christmas. Hope was essential in these unprecedented times. We were looking forward to having her as part of the feast then. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning, Richard here. And if I sound a little different to usual, it's because last week I had a flu jab and a COVID jab, and now it appears I have fluvid. Wonderful. Anyway, here's my story. It's called Nuked. They told us the bomb would be the end of the world, but it hasn't turned out that badly, to be honest. I'll grant you that the radiation burns are inconvenient. Shedding your skin and constant vomiting can be unpleasant. And learning to live in the ruins of what used to be civilization has been challenging. But we're making a go of it. Take me, for example. I've opened my own post-apocalyptic restaurant, serving a variety of tasty dishes. Roach pasta, louse noodles, and my bestseller, rat stew. Tasty and nutritious. And business is going like a bomb. There we are. I'm going to go away and die in a corner somewhere. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
What do you mean, what the hell is this? That is what you've been asking me to make for ages. You know I've been trying to find a recipe everywhere, with no luck, so I've had to work it out for myself. And now, you have the nerve to question it. You seriously don't want to eat it? After I've slaved for hours over a hot stove, just to please you? As for what the hell is this? You know exactly what it is. Rat stew. Exactly what you asked for. You didn't? So what the hell is ratatouille, then?
Lonai people, Tom here. And where was I last week? Hospital. Ugh. Sometimes. So I'm going to present last week's story and this week's story. The first one. Hair today. My grandmother pointed out one could train their hair to fall along a well-defined part line. Try as I may as a child, this did not work. Brushes and combs were no match for the mighty follicles. My hair had other ideas in mind. Sure, the parts started on the left, but given the slightest provocation, it would lose all cohesion. I have over the years taken ownership of disheveled, cultivated a crawl from dumpster affect. With age, I've parted with much of my hair. Receding and thinning, soon I will look much like Gollum with a single hair part. Second story. Rat stew. In the 18 years of posting, we've had some interesting topics to write on. I found some angle to get to 100 words. This one has me dead in my tracks. No muse can save me. I'm coming up blank. I guess, at the minimum, I could ponder what the offering is. Is it stew made with rats? Is it stew for rats? Is it a threat like, he'll swim with the fishes. Boy, he's going to make rat stew out of that rat. Is this Mr. and Mrs. Stew's cruel joke on their firstborn? Don't have a clue. And that's it for this week. One more breath. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 913 with the prompt of Rat Stew. So here's my story. Bilbert sat between the two girls in the back of Mr. Withybottom's Lincoln. Linoleum Amanda leaned forward and glared at Sabrina. You're a rat. Sabrina was shocked. Where did that come from? Well, Linoleum Amanda looked like she had to think of a reason. Because you're a witch, and you dragged Bilbert and me into your feud with the Black Knights. Sabrina crossed her arms. Then you're rats, too. Who? Linoleum Amanda asked indignantly. All of you, Sabrina snapped at her. When Mr. Withybottom stopped at a corner, Bilbert said, You can let me out here. I'll walk the rest of the way. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Torabra Zoino here with a story on the subject, Rat Stew. Have you decided what you're having? Inquired my dining companion. Not yet. Can you help me out with some of these? I replied. What's ratchet? Rat stew, he said. Probably farmed, though. Nothing like the flavour of wild-caught field rats, but you rarely see those commercially. And présentation de brachet à la graisse de caniche? Brachet, that's a type of hunting dog. It's a mixed grill of the legs, belly and ribs, with a poodle fat sauce. Pâté de phoque matraqué? Clubbed seal pâté. Yum! But I chose the fillet of unborn foal with sheep's eye jelly. There are limits.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Not inside the cave, they said. Why? No one answered. Onward to the cave then! There was nothing much going on. a few shields with Viking drawings, a few contraptions made of tiny bones, and a dead body. She couldn't understand what the fuss was all about. Perhaps it was the cattle skull on the wall. Rat this, rat that, stew? No, thank you, she said out loud. This dead man looks remarkably good for a dead person. And then she didn't see it coming. The dead man was not dead, and, much to her misfortune, she was a rat. And this was my story for this week, or by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
"20 days out at sea. Provisions for 10. Long used up. No land, no wind. Sails raised like a prayer. The barrels of fresh water empty. Barely enough for a handful of men from the tarps set on the deck to evaporate out the salt. Rat stew came up from the galley, even though we'd caught and skinned the last of the rats days ago. 'It's rat stew,' said the captain, handing out the bowls. And the few of us left didn't look around for the others who were gone. The cabin boy, the gunners, and all of the passengers."
And there you have it, this week's stories on the topic of rat stew. Next week, it's one of those pick twos or tens or whatever. You can make it your Halloween story if you want, because Halloween is right around the corner. I know I usually used to do Halloween stories in October, but this year has been kind of weird. We'll see how things go next year, if they do. The pick two story topics for next week are points, vision, fuel, it's a pattern, cheers, and refreshment. All the notes are up on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.